producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Stories up on Infowars.com. We'll bring it up with the first and top hacker, Captain Crunch. He's joining us from Thailand. The real-life matrix, MIT researchers reveal interface that can allow the computer to plug into the brain. We've actually had this for a long time, but they're now rolling it all out to the slaves. That is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, in the next segment. I kind of went into an hour-long rant, but I don't apologize for it because the master plan is a global destabilization program and global civil war where the police and the citizens and the military all kill each other and society breaks down. The globalists want a new dark age where they have high-tech enclaves and reservations, but we live in just a third-world hell squatter. And that's exactly what Davos has been saying. It's good for the earth for you to be poor and to pay more of your tax money for wealth redistribution to the elite, because that's what helps the poor people. And unfortunately, the average poor person never was taught how the world really works. And so they have no idea what is actually unfolding, and it is extremely sad, to say the least, ladies and gentlemen. So that's some of the basics that we're going to be breaking down on that front today. Continuing with this other news that we're going to be getting to, Venezuela vice president is head of drug cartel, claims deputy security chief. Well, I mean, in what Latin American country is the government head not the head of the cartel? I mean, in the United States, the CIA is the head of all major narcotics trafficking operations. I mean, that came out in Congress back in 1998 with the Solicitor Inspector General. I was about to say Solicitor General, it was Inspector General of the CIA. Obama to seek more funds for antibiotic-resistant bacteria fight. Poll, large majority of Americans oppose Obama's immigration actions. Chicago confirms first case of measles. Oh, I'm so scared. We've done some special reports pretty much proving, I mean, there's a lot of corollary evidence that, well, they admit the news. Why are vaccinated people getting the measles? Seems like they get vaccinated and they get the measles. The articles in mainstream news don't say that. It did that. It just says, yeah, it's strange there's a measles outbreak because everybody who has the measles recently was vaccinated. I don't know what's going on there. I got the shingles shot. My dad, before he retired out of oral surgery and dentistry last year, he still does some consulting, just said old person after old person, they're the ones that trust the system the most, I guess, would come in and go, yeah, they may have to cut my leg off, David, Dr. Jones. I got shingles, but it's not like shingles I ever had in my life. It's eaten down to the bone. And they'd always say, I don't know why I got a shingles vaccination 2 weeks ago, and then I got the shingles. And he just sits there with his mouth hanging open. And he just said he saw scores of people the last few years. They take the shingles shot, you get the shingles. You take the measles, mumps, rubella. You get the measles, the mumps, or rubella. You take the whooping cough vaccine, you get it. It's even come out in the news that it's been connected to the inoculations. Simply mind-boggling that all of this is going on. I've got all this other news. I mean, how do I even cover all this? The TSA is now going to check all your web profiles and see what you basically politically are saying and up to before you fly. I told you they'd roll out as the new national Stasi domestic spy police force because 14 years ago, they were being founded, watched the C-SPAN program where they admitted all this. They said to have a job anywhere, you'll have to go to the TSA. That's now gone from government jobs to high security jobs to infrastructure protection jobs to general jobs, and they're now fanning out the streets of America, and they're set to double the size of them in the next few years. So just get ready. But the border will be wide open. And there's also another report, air passengers' bank details to be handed over every time you fly. So there you go. Talk about tyranny. You got it. Who funded ISIS? You guessed it.
Decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Researchers reveal interface that can allow a computer to plug directly into the brain. Well, my uncle, who has epilepsy from a motorcycle accident, has a wire and chip up in his brain. So, again, a lot of this is just the media announcing something that's already there. But they had robo-rats, robo-roaches 25 years ago that they could remote control. Biological androids. A rat turned into a cyborg. System could deliver optical signals and drugs directly into the brain, could lead to devices for treatment of conditions such as Parkinson's. Yes, it has a lot of great, great applications. The problem is Trojan horse systems are being built into everything. We'll get into that and more coming up with Captain Crunch. And we're going to open the phones up for Captain Crunch. John Draper, the first hacker, the most famous hacker, undoubtedly. He is a listener of the broadcast. Last time he was on the show, the first time, it was a newsmaking interview. He had been in the hospital, his back in horrible shape, surgeries, you name it, basically on the edge of financially not doing too well. And you, the listeners, came to his aid and helped him. PayPal predictably froze the account. They've done that to us before when some money comes in, and you have to reach out to the PayPal account. He wanted to tell folks thank you. He should say that now, but reconfirm with them that it's not fraud to get the money. Again, another one of these Bilderberg billionaires that thinks he's going to live forever, but I wish he would just get people their money. That would actually be nice, especially a public figure like John Draper. But thank you for helping get Captain Crunch back on his feet, literally. And he's going to tell you all about that. But then we're going to get into the NSA. We're going to get into the Sony hack, which, of course, was an inside job, a PR stunt. Cybersecurity, SOPA, CISPA. Why, on the heels of Charlie Hebdo, let's defend free speech. Let's arrest people that criticize homosexuals in France. Let's ban protesting the Islamification in Germany because we got free speech. And let's get rid of Internet freedom here in America with SOPA and CISPA. Webcrunchers.com is his website. And then in the third hour, I'm going to get into all the news I haven't mentioned. Obama. Large majority of Americans opposed to Obama's immigration actions. He doesn't care what polls or the Constitution say. We're going to get into more on what's happening at Davos, more on what's happening in Ukraine, the 19 ingredients in McDonald's fries, including silicone, silly putty ingredient. So that's all coming up as well. U.S. watchdog urges safeguards for Internet of Things. That's the smart meters, the smart dust, the tracking grid. Oh, just like Davos' warning of wealth inequity when they're the very robber barons that engineered this on record. Oh, the feds are worried that your toaster could get hacked or your TV could be watching you, even though they had the international meetings years ago to have this all added ubiquitously in an integrated, standardized system worldwide. Now they're going to warn us about it and charge you with felonies if you hack into your neighbor's camera. But the feds, they're not hacked in. Why? They're just jacked in. Think about how incredible that is, and that Samsung 2 months ago came out and said, yeah, your camera and your microphone on all our new TVs, third parties record it, we sell the data, and they even said, so watch what you say. They said, so watch what you say. Hear not. You buy our $3,000 TV? Buddy, you watch what you say, because we're such a free society. See, they're going so over the top, they just think you'll go into a learned helplessness catatonic state. Now, John Draper hacked into the CIA phones, called up Richard Nixon famously, was put in prison for it. He's helped an enormous list of individuals, mostly in tech and hacking world. He invented a lot of the stuff that Apple uses, got no money for it, contributing to the foundation of many gadgets we have today. He also called President Nixon to tell him Los Angeles is running out of toilet paper, so he has a sense of humor. No, well, you got to have that or you'll go crazy. You got to be crazy or you'll go nuts, as all of us who are crazy know. Known as Captain Crunch for his legendary phone freaking, Draper has always been driven by passion and not money. Now, the point was not just to make free calls, but to explore and learn from the phone company's rich and sophisticated system. Complicated system. Despite his many contributions to companies such as Apple, where he wrote the first word processor called Easy Writer for Apple II, Crunch is not a wealthy man. And, you know, you, the listeners, helped get him from collapse level and medical level, could have even died, to now being back on his feet, quite literally. So, Captain Crunch, I don't want to spend the whole interview thanking folks. We want to thank you, but give folks an update on where you are. You look a lot better, look a lot healthier, and then let's get into what's happening around the world with the first hacker. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alex. First off, I want to thank you for having me on last October, because it turns out that one of your viewers, Dr. D, heard my interview on your last show and is now offering me free stem cell treatments here in Bangkok, Thailand, which is where I'm at now. It's like 1:14 a.m. in the morning here.
Well, thank you for coming on. And of course, you also wanted to thank the listeners.
Yeah, and also want to thank all of those people who contributed to my healing fund. Unfortunately, PayPal has basically withheld more than half of the money owed to me because a lot of my donors have not yet confirmed their pledge to my fund. So if you've made a pledge to my fund and have not received an email message, more than likely you will have received it by now. Please respond to that email message by clicking on a link. I think it's going to have an embedded link in there that will take you to your PayPal. And all you have to do is just confirm everything. And that's all you really have to do. And PayPal would release some of that money to me, which would be greatly appreciated right now.
You bet. I know you're famous for never asking for anything, and then you ended up basically with nothing in the end. You need to write a tell-all book and get it published, or you know, be part of a documentary, and hopefully the documentary filmmakers would cut you on the profits, because there's so many iconic, famous people who end up penniless. I mean, you could use Van Gogh as an example.
Alex?
He never had anything.
That's exactly what I'm working on right here in Thailand. I'm working with my friend Aaron Getting, who's a longtime friend of mine, been around for many, many years, and he is probably knows me more than any of my other friends. He lives here in Bangkok, and I have an opportunity to work with him on here.
Very exciting. Maybe we can get you out on the street someday to do a Skype interview from a busy a pedestrian area. That'd be a powerful image. Shifting gears.
Well, I've got to remember, though, Alex, it's 1 a.m. here.
Oh, I know. I'm saying sometime we ought to actually get you out on the street with a live Skype feed. We've already got some photos of you in Thailand that we're showing viewers right now. Looks like a very, very rich culture.
It is indeed. There are street fairs right near where I'm I'm actually in the Siloam district, and I have a flat here. And I just have to walk a short distance down an alleyway, and I get all these little street vendors, and the food is insanely inexpensive here. It's amazing.
How's your back doing?
The weather is really nice, too, because it hasn't rained at all. And being in the tropics, you could expect a lot of rain, but every day has been clear and sunny and warm and tropical.
How's your back doing?
It's a little painful at times, but the stem cells are working. I have to give it some time. I feel kind of up and down. It depends on, you know, how I feel and what my stress level is. I'm doing my best to try to keep things under control.
All right. I've got a bunch of news that I want to go over. NSA, brain chips. I want to break it all down with you today. But first off, looking at the panopticonic system, the premeditated rollout of these big corporations and government, they announced in England yesterday, and we'll put that article up on screen for viewers, that they're going to use the new boxes in the cars to tax folks by the mile and to take control of their engines to, quote, you know, cut back on greenhouse gas. How nice of them. See, they're going to surveil us to save the earth. The head of the CIA said your washing machine is watching you. Now, U.S. watchdog urges safeguards for Internet of Things. French news agency, a U.S. government consumer watchdog agency, called Tuesday for better privacy and security to be built into the myriad of connected devices for fitness, smart homes, or other uses. What do you make of that?
I mean, it's totally insane. I can't believe it. You know, next thing you know, you're not watching your TV. The TV's watching you.
Well, that's now happening. Did you see where Samsung told people in the purchase ticket, it had a contract, people read it, and it said, we are going to be watching and listening to you?
Yeah, I haven't actually seen this specific thing. You know, just like this new NSA revelation came out, this QWERTY, a Trojan, it smells and it looks just like the Trojan that the hackers released earlier. And it's amazing. And I wonder where they got that Trojan from.
Sure. Yes. Sure. So most of the time, a lot of the nasty black hat worms and Trojans out there, it's come from our loving friends at the NSA or FBI.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about the region Trojan. The region Trojan smells just like the QWERTY Trojan, and the QWERTY Trojan was one of the Trojans that was released in one of the Snowden documents.
Sure, exactly. That's what I read the news every day, and it actually comes out that most of the really nasty Trojans and things are produced by our loving government.
Yeah, and of course the hackers have been contributing and doing most of the heavy lifting by writing the Trojans themselves, and the NSA just repurposes them for their own use.
Isn't that loving? We're about to go to break, Captain Crunch. Tell us what you want to cover first when we come back.
Okay.
What are some of the things that are on your mind right now?
I do want to talk a little bit about Sony Hack, of course, and I also want to talk about pretty much anything you want to ask me. You know, my listeners want to ask me stuff.
I spent
a lot of time reading Reddit, and I've been spending a lot of time reading all the internet news. You know, some of my favorite TV broadcasts are RT.com. People may think, well, it's Russia. Who cares? Hey, they got the best. They got the least.
Sure, Captain Crunch, stay there. We're gonna come right back to you.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. The toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You know, they call the Daily Mail a tabloid. I think it's one of the best newspapers in the world, and I know what real news is, and what's in here is usually in there a month, 2 months, a year before it's in the Financial Times of London or the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times. Malicious RAIN malware created by NSA, researchers believe. And then you look at the science, they've got all the data in here. It's extremely clear that that's exactly what's going on. And that's what Captain Crunch, the first and top hacker, computer hacking, whistling into telephones, inventing the science of taking them over by basically voice command. I mean, just truly a savant at every level when it came to that. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. He'd love to hear from you and take your calls, questions, or comments for Captain Crunch. You can also tweet them at us at Real Alex Jones. Just send your tweets over there. They'll bring some of those into me as well. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Your chance to talk to the first and undisputed greatest hacker in history. They could argue that some of the other people have are notorious as well, but certainly not as notorious as Captain Crunch. And nothing he did was nefarious as well. But going back to Captain Crunch, your take on the Sony hack, let's spend some time on that.
Well, yeah, according to reports I've been getting, there's a really good article in Deadline.com which has a very good timeline for the Sony hack. And according to this timeline, Sony's computers were pretty much tapped out for 7 days and even longer. And this allegation that North Korea had something to do with it, well, I kind of suspected that that might be the case, but I wouldn't say it was directly hacked from North Korea. It was probably hacked from some agent working for Kim Jong-un or whatever his name is. You know what I mean, as far as releasing that information goes.
You're saying physically they don't have the components to do it. If it was Kim Jong-un, he'd have to hire a mercenary contractor.
He'd have to go outside the country because their internet infrastructure sucks. I mean, literally.
Yeah, I mean, they can't even keep their automobiles operating, and their computers are about 30 years old.
Yeah, and their connection, I believe they're getting most of their connections from China, which is just across the river. So, you know, who knows, right?
Well, that's right. What do you make of them using the hack? Because most evidence shows it was an inside job. Using the hack as a pretext to pass things like SOPA and CISPA.
Yeah, that's definitely true. You know, who knows really how it all happened. I'm sure they're going to keep that pretty secret. But the fact that it's an inside job doesn't surprise me in the least. I mean, I lived and worked near Hollywood for the greater portion of the last 7 years and working for companies that today would put YouTube out of business had we had our investors not backed out. But we were about ready to turn Hollywood on its side. And I understand how these movie companies work. Up until recently, the movie companies have been like military bases. You know, you can't get on these lots anymore. I mean, you used to have tour go through there, not anymore, because they're all really paranoid about their movies getting leaked out.
Well, that's right. Even working at Sony at their Blu-ray DVD plants, they body scan the employees up in Chicago to get in and out.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me in the least. I suspect pretty much anybody that works for any of the movie companies, Warner Brothers, Fox, or whatever they are, they're all going to be very, very highly scrutinized. And a lot of these movie companies, they'll often share resources with other movie companies as well. Like Walt Disney might work with NBC or with Universal Studios, and a lot of these studios have cross-pollination between them. So if one studio doesn't have the equipment, then another studio will pitch in and get
whatever they need. Interlocking corporate directorates.
Absolutely. That's probably what it's all about, yeah. It's true.
Well, that's what Davos, the Bilderberg Group, the New World Order is all about, a tiny cabal of really anti-free market people posing as capitalists trying to consolidate the world market under their control. When we come back in this next long segment, Captain Crunch, I want to talk to you about what you and your gut believe is coming in the future, what you're most concerned about, what you're most optimistic about, and will the human brain be hacked, or has it already been hacked by propaganda? But will it be digitally hacked? That and more is coming up. Here's the headline. Real Life Matrix, MIT researchers reveals interface that can allow a computer to plug into the brain. Where does he think humanity's going? With the daddy of hacking, Captain Crunch, straight ahead, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry Jones.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are in an info war. We have to have a fighting spirit, and we have to support each other. And that's what I've always tried to do with this platform, is bring other activists, other rebels, other freedom lovers on to magnify the work they're doing and to help them when they're down, like Captain Crunch was a few months ago. He sent us photos of him in the hospital and his disintegrating disc and all of it. He was down and out. And all the other companies, Apple, all the people he helped make hundreds of millions of dollars, they obviously won't return his phone calls because they don't care. They're all about being self-centered. The info war is about coming together and valuing freedom, realizing we're in a war for our minds, breaking free from the social engineers, and then taking action against the globalist, voting with our dollars by purchasing products that promote liberty, not supporting globalist operations that hurt human liberty and health, like fast food chains that are dying. We have the power. In fact, there's a graphic on InfoWars.com
down at the bottom of the page where we have the daily cartoon that really illustrates this. It shows a politician out on a plank over a cliff on his lectern, basically pointing at the sky. I guess they just updated it. And then it shows the population on the other end, and if they simply step off the plank, he's going to fall over the edge. A great way to reach out to people is to basically start a YouTube channel, start a local web blog, write a letter to the editor, call into talk radio. Little things like that together will move mountains, will change the world. There's a new poll out. Large majority of Americans oppose Obama's immigration actions. Well, so does the Constitution Bill of Rights. No other country would say, we'll let unlimited people in and then give you free welfare. That's insane, unless you want to bankrupt the nation. So, again, the people actually are awake to a certain extent. That's why the establishment wants to divide and conquer us and create all this different division at the grassroots, because that's the only way they can continue to operate. Please promote our local AM and FM affiliates. Tell your friends and family about the stations. That's why we're growing, not just because we get ratings, not just because the broadcast is interesting. Truth is interesting. Freedom is interesting. But also because you, the listeners, are telling friends and family about the stations. You are thanking the sponsors. You are becoming sponsors, and I want to thank you. It's also key to support InfoWarsStore.com with the best made in America, pro-gun, pro-liberty, anti-socialist, anti-tyranny, long-sleeve shirts, short-sleeve shirts, women's shirts, Molon Labe, come and take it. The new Molon Labe brass belt buckles with the M16s and with the Spartan helmets. We got more of the camouflage shirts in. They sold out again. We've got even more coming. So this is how we fund our operation, is InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we've also got super high-quality Nutramedicals at InfoWarsLife.com, the Survival Shield, Nation Iodine X2. You've heard the reviews. You've heard what callers say it's done. This is the only brand we know of, because we went out and had it developed, that is from crystal deep earth, pure, real iodine. Not processed stuff out of seaweed that they claim is Nation Iodine and isn't. Nation Iodine turns bright blue on paper, not black or red. No one else is that we've seen. Believe me, when we were selling out of it, we were trying to find another distributor, another place to get it. We finally found another with even more deep earth crystals, and that's what we've got here. I mean, this is hard to get, ladies and gentlemen. The raw stuff before it goes into the organic palm oil gases. It a little crystal, a little blue purple crystal, turns into purple gas. I mean, that's what this stuff does in your body, is it just races through grabbing the bad halogens, binding to them, and taking them out. Now, you will detox. I mean, I recommend you take a low dose of this when you first take it, or talk to your physician, whatever you do, because this is not a game, okay? This is not a game. This is something you'll die without. And then the forms of iodine we have are just not the truly pure forms. So that's why InfoWars X2 is so special. InfoWarsLife.com. You can get two bottles of it right now at the regular discounted price, and then get a free bottle of Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Formula, 2-ounce bottle, a $14.99 value, absolutely free. And all these specials end in the next few days. The free shipping on all the water filtration systems, that ends. The 10% off promo code WATER continues. A whole bunch of other specials. The almost half off. It's almost half off on the nightly news, PrisonPlanet.tv subscriptions. All that ends at the start of the new month, so thank you all for your support. That said, I want to go to calls, Captain Crunch. Abel, Julio, Jacob, Patton, and many others that have called in, 800-259-9231. But I want to get into your latest project, but first, those big gestalts, those big questions. You're a trailblazer. We could spend 3 hours talking about all the wild stuff you've done, the amazing stuff, things the Pentagon thought was impossible, things you showed them, things they then employed against the Russians and other folks. a lot of it classified. We can't, obviously, you probably can't get into a lot of it, or you would maybe get in trouble. But before we go any further, where does your gut tell you humanity's going? What do you think of the NSA takeover? What do you think of the global elite? Where do you see humanity going?
Well, that's a good question. It's really hard to tell. I was really so surprised when the Snowden revelations came out. Actually, I really wasn't that surprised. I kind of suspected that they had access to the ability of decrypting like PGP and things like that. I mean, if you use a ridiculously small key, yeah, they're gonna crack your PGP code for sure. But if you use OTR like Wickr, WICKR for Android and iPad, or iPhone, that's really great. Well, I want to just mention something that I'm working on here, which really goes in line with protecting your privacy. And Glenn Greenwald, listen to this because you're going to love this. We've designed and successfully created an amazing security product that we're very excited to share more details with the general public. We're still in stealth mode, currently conducting real-world testing with small companies in non-disclosed cities, evaluating results, refining and making tweaks to accommodate a much larger audience very soon. We're focusing on a public launch on the 4th of July, 2015, Internet Independence Day. Starting this summer, you will be able to use ThunderCloud in the comfort of your own home or business with any existing software, operating system, or device. We created our own cryptographic language that is completely independent of any existing security technology. Our strength is built within our proprietary design of the public and private cryptographic keys. These use a 1 billion bit key that rotates randomly every 5 seconds. These keys are controlled entirely by the user. No information is ever stored. The size of our standard encryption key is in excess of a terabyte data block. However, this is also a key factor of what makes our technology so exciting, since it's transmitted in the space of 200 kilobytes and will confirm to any existing method of data storage or communication without any overhead. Most security keys range from 128-bit to 4096-bits, and these are easily transmittable and transmitted in fairly small. Since these keys are so small, cracking security keys in this size is fairly easy with enough computational power. Existing security and cryptographic technology that is in use is no longer safe. In recent events, even RSA Crypto was discovered to have back doors. And our system is designed from the ground up to be impossible to breach or forcibly decode using every supercomputer in the world in tandem. It is estimated that the process will take over 30 million years or 5 seconds, 4 or 5 seconds worth of transmitted or stored information. Our website will officially soft launch February 13th, 2015, mythundercloud.com. At this time, there will be a sign-up page available. We will be inviting users to sign up for our closed public beta. Invitations will be limited to only 1,000 users. So first come, first serve. Mark it on your calendar. This is a date you don't want to miss. We will never keep track of our users or attempt to monetize their privacy by design. There is no tracking elements built in, and to add them would be technically impossible. Our product is designed by the necessity to keep our freedom free. And the nice thing about it is you can travel across international borders, and they're not going to be able to examine your data at all. It's so cool.
That's what I want. Well, pop in for a 10-15 minute interview the day you launch that. I know you're working with some top folks on that, and that's very, very exciting. Captain Crunch,
I'm honored to do so.
You bet, brother. Captain Crunch is our guest. Captain Crunch, I want to go to some of these Twitter questions and phone calls now, if there isn't anything else you want to get to first.
Oh, no, I'm pretty much cool about that. Go ahead.
What does Captain Crunch think ex-Zach to Mount as at Twitter? That's a mouthful, these handles. What does Captain Crunch think about AI? How does he see technology going in the next 5 to 10 years? I guess that ties into my question about these wirehead interfaces. Will people recede into the matrix? I mean, what's your gut about technology? What's your view on AI?
Well, it sounds like it's kind of going that way, doesn't it?
It does.
I mean, with facial recognition, speech recognition, and with drones, of course, and all these other technologies that are out there. I mean, I was at the CES show in Las Vegas just before coming out here to Bangkok, And I was very impressed with what they've got out there, you know what I mean, at the CES show. You know, they have all these different products out there, you know, like 3D printers, you know. Who'd ever thought, right, that you could print your own favorite little item?
Yeah, there's amazing applications for humanity, but I look at the establishment that craves power and nothing more and craves monopoly. They're just already creating hellish stuff. Autonomous drones, the British named theirs, BAE Systems named it Tyranny. I mean,
also, I might want to add that there's also a drone bot out now that can basically Trojan into your AR drone. That's made by Parrot, a company in France. Use your iPhone to control a quadricopter. And I saw a video of a demonstration of somebody planting a Trojan into a drone.
We are aware of that. What do you make of the Internet of Things and this article by Paul Watson that's up on InfoWars.com, where the British government is announcing that they're going to be hacking into all the smart cars and taxing you and also controlling your speed, you name it. I mean, they are really flaunting this.
Oh, that's crazy. That's totally nuts. I can't believe they're doing that. That's just nuts. I actually saw a demonstration of a hack into a car system. I think it was a Chevy. I'm not sure what it was, but they actually hacked into the car and they were able to, take out the braking system. And I've seen this demonstrated on YouTube. So there are hacks out there for cars right now. And
sure.
Who knows where it's going?
Well, we know what happened on 9/11. There's a lot of evidence those jet aircraft were actually hacked. Nerve gas was released, and then they could get rid of the patsies. The question is, who did the hacking? And those planes were fitted with those systems. Here's another question. Will there be a time when humanity wishes for an EMP, electromagnetic pulse reset of technology?
Well, that, I don't know, that's kind of wishful thinking. But I do have to say something. In my years experience in the U.S. Air Force, 64-68, I was definitely briefed on the effects of nuclear explosions. And, in fact, I personally have, I'm one of very few people that have actually witnessed the fireball explosion of a nuke going off in Nevada in 1962. One of the tests in Nevada. And I know firsthand what one of those nukes can do to your electronics. And this, remember this, I was in a car that had a 12-volt system. It had a tube radio, and the radio was totally toast. The ignition system was totally toast. And we weren't that far away from ground zero. We somehow managed to slip through the checkpoints. We got about as close as we can get to ground zero before that sucker went off. And I was in the driver's side of the car. And I can remember I had my hand, arm hanging out the window when that fireball went off. And, I noticed that I got a nasty blistering on my arm afterwards. And then when the shockwave hit, luckily we had to position the car in such a way that it wouldn't knock us off the road. Because we could see this big wall of dust coming toward our car. And this is crazy, man. I mean, we never did get the radio fixed. It was just totally toast. We had to rewire our ignition wires of our car because of the EMP effects. I mean, it's crazy. And
I want to go to
you
some,
don't want to have an EMP.
Absolutely.
Me,
absolutely. Let's go to some phone calls here for Captain Crunch, who's on the line with us right now. We've got more Twitter questions coming up. Abel, then we'll go to Patton and then Julio and others. Abel, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Alex Jones. First up, I just want to give you kudos. I just want to give this. I've been watching this, and it's like, man, it's an honor to be on the show. And John, it's awesome. I am a noob, but what I can say is, since I've been watching, I got into you through Alex Jones, and I'm thankful to God. I give thanks to God that your show is on, that you're able to reach people. I tell my family about you. Anyways, I'm interested in like communication. I want to be able. Let's say the stuff hits the fan, right? I want to be able to keep in touch with my family. I want to be able to be independent, to have my own sources.
Well, that's awesome, Abel. The first big part of communication is turn off your radio when you call and talk radio. because then we can hear you and not the echo. So turn your radio off and then go ahead and ask your question.
I love the idea of having my own cell phone, my own independent cell phone, just me. Like you know what I'm saying?
More and more, there are private networks and groups setting up communities via Skype and things. I remember one of our IT guys like 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Mesh networks.
Abel, that's a great idea, and it's being done. Let's get Captain Crunch's take on that. What do you think of Abel's question or comment?
I think people need to have better communication. One of the apps I use is Wickr, WICKR. It uses perfect port security. It's OTR off the record. No record of the conversation is being made. 256 AES mail grade encryption. And it's very easy to use.
Well, that's what's great. All these wonderful apps are coming out that have so many layers built in. And notice the NSA and others want encryption stopped. Obama has been saying, because of Charlie Hebdo, we need to get rid of encryption for the public. Those guys were public about what they were going to do. You can't take
It'll
our right to privacy
happen.
Away.
It'll never happen. Because you know what's going to happen? All the crooks will have encryption and the John Q. public won't.
But that's exactly. The government has no right to keep encryption away from us.
It's like guns, you know?
Just like guns, absolutely. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and what's the old saying, ban guns and all the criminals have guns and people won't have them.
Absolutely.
You know?
Common sense.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Took it all away. The names and the medals.
is our guest, Hatton. But then we start the next hour. I'm going to blitz news, take your phone calls on a host of subjects, a bunch of special reports, jam-packed third hour, key information coming up. Hatton, in FEMA Region 4, you're on the air with Captain Crunch.
Yes, Alex, ditto. I had put out some signs all around town here, and I'm going to Knoxville next. And I want to, next time I get some money, I want to put some billboards up. Okay.
No, I said thank you, sir.
Okay. I have been thinking of a couple of ways. I want to fire a broadside volley straight at the face of the New World Order, and I've thought of two ideas that I can maybe do that. Maybe you'll agree with me. I want to appeal for my republic. I'm not above begging. I want to appeal to Vladimir Putin and Benjamin Netanyahu. They have two of the best intelligence gathering services of the world. I know they have the information we need to bring down the criminals, Barack Obama and John Boehner. I know they have the information we need to bring those two down. If we can get real Americans back into our government, we can stop those sanctions that's crippled Russia's economy, and we can move together, move forward together in peace. There's no need for another world war just because a few globalists think they can profit from it.
I agree with you, Patton, and undoubtedly, you're going to have problems in government always, but we have people running our government bipartisanly that premeditatedly want to wreck the country to take it over and want to turn us into a totalitarian system. It's very dangerous. Thank you for the call. Captain Crunch, that's an important call. I'm not lionizing, as I've said 1,000 times, probably 500 times, exaggerated as 1,000. But I've said hundreds of times, I'm not lionizing Putin, but the West is starting to fight with Russia. And why? For special interest. What do you think about the state of the world and what America has turned into?
You know, I don't think we should be picking on Russia right now, really. I mean, they've got things that are very helpful to us, and we should help them, and they should help us. I don't understand why.
Yeah, we should engage in commerce and trade with them, not try to steal their oil and gas lines and cut them off. I mean, what is the point of that?
Yeah, I mean, I met some really amazingly great people in Russia. I was there in Russia. I went there twice, you know, and they're normal people just like us. And, you know, I mean, their government is different than ours, and we just have to accept that.
Well, I know this. We have George Soros and others offensively trying to start a war with them. We got U.S. mercs fighting and killing and dying against Spetsnaz. This is dangerous.
And yeah, I agree with you there.
And I look back at past presidents like Kennedy or Reagan or others who weren't perfect, but they weren't doing stuff like this. I mean, this is dangerous to be on Russia's doorstep, punching them in the nose, and then through our media tell the public that, you know, nothing's happening. I want to do 5 more minutes with Captain Crunch at the start of the next hour. Then I'm getting into news and open phones. We're going to come back and talk to Julio and Al in Maryland, and that'll be it for Captain Crunch. But Captain Crunch, what is the best website for folks to visit you?
Webcrunchers.com is my personal website. And I've got a lot of blogs there. A lot of blogs in there have been mentioning the trials and tribulations of my healing and my stints in the hospital and my recovery. And, of course, I'm always on Facebook. It's JD Crunchman, Gmail, Facebook, Skype. It's all JD Crunchman, so you can't really miss me.
Well, you're doing a great job. Stay there. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical-grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections.
Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.